The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service by the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. Now, here's today's show.
Hey, welcome, nonprofit community, and it is a beautiful day here in sunny South Florida. I'm Kara Zimmerman, and so grateful to be here today as ever. Thank you, Spirit of Giving Network, for allowing us to have this opportunity to introduce to the community these hardworking, wonderful nonprofits that so many times we don't know what they're doing or what's going on, such interesting work. And I hope today's show you'll want to take down their information, their phone number, their website, and so on, in case anything that they have to say resonates with you and you could either volunteer or use the support. So please keep that in mind as we listen to a great show. We're having a great show with Encore. This is a group with Rosemary Nixon. She is the president, executive director, founder of Encore. And with her today is Marilyn Durant. And she is a volunteer and so much more. She'll fill us in on all the great work she's doing in the community. And ladies, thanks for joining me remotely. This is a new way of doing the show remotely. We're not face-to-face. We're not even social distancing. we're I don't know where we all are, but not definitely farther than 6 feet. But I feel the love over the mic here. And thank you for joining me, Rosemary and Marilyn. Take it away. Tell us, what is Encore?
Well, if I can begin, Kara.
Yeah.
Encore Palm Beach County is a nonprofit created to connect people over 50 with new work and volunteer opportunities. It actually grew out of my work as a financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial because I saw my clients saving and investing for retirement, had no idea what they wanted that retirement to look like. So after I retired, I started a retirement coaching practice to help them. And I had been reading about how 10,000 people turn 65 every day in this country, and that they will be living longer than any previous generation, and that we should be tapping into their skills and experience to help solve problems in our communities. Since 40% of Palm Beach County's population is over 50, and will soon be 50%, I thought we should have a program to encourage retirees and those still working to become volunteers. Should I go on and describe what we're doing?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we initially developed a lot of links on our website to volunteer opportunities and started monthly meetups and talks with community organizations. But as we met people, we found many were looking for work and had been out of work for a long time because discrimination against older workers is a well-known problem. We don't place people in jobs. What we do is we refer them to the resources in our community that can help them get work or help them improve their skills and get ready to go back to work. Our services are available to anyone without charge. We've developed lists of companies these days who are hiring now with contact information and posted it on our website and emailed it to those on our email list so that people who are somewhat confined right now can start connecting with potential job opportunities from home. We're also gathering information on work-at-home job opportunities, and we'll share that as well as information on virtual job fairs we hear about. So our email lists are very important to our communication about what's going on. Because of the pandemic, we're also working to identify virtual volunteer opportunities to share with people. One of the ones actually I wasn't terribly familiar with was 211, which is the helpline for Palm Beach County, a very important one. that anybody with any kind of problem can call, and they have a big need of volunteers to answer calls. There's a link to their website on our website also. So our most recent efforts are to identify and recognize employers who are age-friendly, employers who are committed to recruiting, retraining, and retaining mature workers. We've created a Wisdom and Experience Awards event scheduled for October to honor those employers. And Marilyn, who is an Encore volunteer and a human resource professional, is on the committee planning the event and can tell you more about it and why mature workers are important to our county's economy. Marilyn, are you there?
I am there. Thank you so much, Rosemary. So, yes, we are very happy to announce that we have this event that everyone's been working on for several months now regarding an awards breakfast that's actually going to honor champion companies that have shown and demonstrated that they can actively recruit, train, and retain mature workers, mature meaning over 50. And these are people that are, you know, they're not ready to sit home and do nothing, which unfortunately a lot of us are being forced to do right now with this pandemic, but to have some purpose. Most of these people have had careers. They've had a lifetime of work. They still have energy, interest, and purpose left in their lives. And so we want to promote the community need, number one. We want to let companies know that these people are ready, able, and willing to work. And at the same time, we want to put the word out. So what a lot of the mission that Rosemary has right now is putting the word out to the community that we have this mission. There are a lot of programs out there that we are partnering with the Human Resources Association of Palm Beach County to also let a lot of the companies in Palm Beach County know that this is an effort that we're going to be promoting. In October, we're going to have a keynote speaker and an author who's notable for this topic, and he's going to come in and speak to us a little bit more about, you know, the importance of mature workers and the passion that they bring to the workplace. And then we're going to have a job fair. So we're partnering with the community, particularly the HR community of Palm Beach County, to find companies that want to bring in older workers. There are a lot of programs out there, and a lot of positions open, but unfortunately the discrimination for older workers still exists. Add to that the issues right now with the COVID-19. There's lack of even more of a lack of positions available at this time. We hope that when that passes, we'll be able to open that up again. But a lot of the older workers lack the skills and training needed to work in today's marketplace. And not all of them are able to go into a workplace and service people face-to-face. Many of them are looking for virtual jobs, flexible jobs, part-time jobs, at hours that they can actually work and still contribute to society. Many of them just want to volunteer or they just want to have something to do, but there are so many that actually need to work and that their current benefits with Social Security or lack thereof are not enough. So we need to put the word out there. And part of this event that we're doing in October is to make sure that we, one, raise awareness to the need of the mature workers, having this breakfast to recruit companies and let them know what's going on and how they can help us, get community leaders involved, which we already have been recruiting them, and then holding a job fair so that we actually will have some jobs there that mature workers can apply for. So it's an exciting event that we're looking forward to. I hope that helps give at least an overview of what our intentions are for October.
Is that a once-a-year event for your nonprofit? Is it a moneymaker as well or more informative event?
Rosemary?
This will be our first ever event of this kind. There have been events similar to this in other places like New York and so forth, but nothing like this has been done here. We will be seeking sponsorships from various organizations and companies and so forth. We've already received significant support from the Human Resource Association of Palm Beach County, and many of their members will be hopefully contributing to some programs leading up to the event. Naturally, there will be a fee to attend the event also, and we hope we'll raise a little bit of money for Encore because we don't receive any government or foundation funding. We only receive income from members and donations and special events such as this.
So, Rosemary, like so many nonprofits, you wear many hats, huh, with your Encore. Did you ever think you would be, you know, would be doing this? It's phenomenal. What you had an idea, and you used the word in our interview here, a purpose. I heard purpose and promote purpose. And, you know, this is creating your purpose, I can see for sure, in Marilyn, and your passion to help. As you, I wrote down some of these great little keywords, mature worker, the mature worker, age-friendly was another great use of words, age-friendly, mature worker. And also we mentioned about discrimination. Why do you think that there is age discrimination? Because I would think that we would come to an employer with years of experience that would be beneficial, but maybe, like you said, Marilyn, we're a little bit slacking or lacking maybe some of the computer skills that we need for today's world. Like, everybody's got to learn, like, get right up to speed with Zoom, right? We all have to learn how to Zoom. We never used that before.
Right. It just takes more patience. It doesn't mean that a mature worker can't learn the technology, especially if they haven't been working with it. And a lot of people who are afraid of computers can learn, but it just takes training. And we're looking for companies that actually recognize that or offer online training or additional training to help get them up to speed. And that's part of our mission is to promote that and not just say, well, we're not going to hire that person because they don't have the skills. If they have the aptitude, we're looking for companies that are willing to train. And there are a lot of resources, both free and paid for out there that we can talk about and even ask for sponsorships.
If I could add to that, one of the things that has been well documented is the fact that people have the ability to learn new things well into old age, and it's a misconception that older workers can't learn something new. You know, that old phrase, you can't turn. Teach an old dog new tricks is totally false. People are proving that every day. But actually, in addition to computer skills, what companies really need and are looking for and find that they are not getting in newer, younger employers are what we call soft skills, communication skills, organizational skills, management skills. They've lost a lot of that with people retiring over the last 10 years and are beginning to recognize that that's a problem for them. So rather than criticizing employers of why they're not hiring older workers or discriminating against them, we've decided to focus on those that are doing a good job of that because it's in their self-interest. They recognize they need those skills. They also are beginning to wake up to the fact that they're functioning in the county where almost 50% of the population is going to be over 50. Birth rates are down. So where are they going to get their future employers as they consider workforce development? Plus, there's also the advantage of intergenerational workforces, older, more experienced workers helping younger ones. So there's a lot of positive sides to the need for and use and promotion of mature workers. It's in companies' self-interest.
Yeah, and it's so well put. And there's, like you said, there's so many studies as well about volunteering and what that does for us as far as having a place to go and purpose and sharing our skills with an organization that could really use us.
I don't know your age, Kara, but I've been around a long time. And back in 1970, I started a program called the Retired Senior Volunteer Program, Greater Hartford. And we were recruiting people from corporations in Hartford who are retiring and placing them into volunteer service. So it's always been a passion of mine to help people find the right volunteer opportunity for them. But more than that, many studies, as you mentioned, have been done, including those at the Stanford Center on Longevity, on the mental and physical benefits of staying engaged in community life as people age so that they can age well. And that's part of our message also.
I love that, and I think we really feel that even more today, that as people we need human connection, and we're all feeling this this isolation in staying at home, and it's very wearing. And you realize how important that physical contact and that that face to face conversation is for our mental health.
I think that and hope that that message will be remembered when this is over and people dive back into their usual routine. We'll still need volunteers. People will still need jobs. Our biggest challenge is reaching people with our message, which is hopefully this interview will help, particularly people in the over 55 communities who may be new to the area and don't know what's available to them out here. And the pandemic has made it even harder to engage them right now, but we're working at it.
I can tell you have that spirit, Rosemary. Not going to give up, girl.
I learned a long time ago. Persistence wins at the end of the day.
At the end of the day. And this, realistically, how many hours do you think you put in a week on your encore? It sounds like you live it, breathe it, do it, right, Marilyn? Isn't she like just... This is her baby.
She's amazing.
Baby.
She's got tremendous passion, and I look up to her. I do admire her for her wisdom and her energy. She's got great energy and passion, which drives the whole organization, and we all look up to her because of the information that she shares, the passion she has. She understands. She's been there. She's done that, and she's like on her next career, too, and that's what it is. We need second and third acts. Because this is what life is all about. Like back to that purpose again. It doesn't matter what age we are. We all want to give back something and feel rewarded for our efforts.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you see so many people that you have to retire to something. And a lot of times we haven't prepared for that. You know, we haven't prepared
Correct.
For this stage. Well, again, the question is, what are you going to do? You know,
right.
Every stage of
right.
life, it's, what are you going to do?
Well, I would ask my clients that when I was at Ameriprise, and I can tell you that most of them had no idea. If they're not people who are experienced at visualizing what's possible, you know, they have no training in it, no experience in it, then they need some help, really.
Yeah, and you said, Marilyn, you used a great word just now, which was wisdom, and... It's the wisdom that Rosemary brings, but as well, this population, this age brings so much wisdom and experience to an organization, to a company, to the people that are working there. It's like you said, it sounds like a win-win with the intergenerational complexities of an office now. It would be a good thing.
Well, let's see where it all goes. Hopefully lessons learned will be lessons utilized.
That's hopefully right. We'll learn something from this moment, especially hopefully we remember how important it is to have that the face-to-face conversation and, just getting together. It's really important, and you see that, and especially in this age group, right? We need it even more. So the work that you're doing is quite really the statistics that you said there's 65 10,000 people turn 65
every day.
Wow. Yeah,
so. Largest population group in the country. And for many of them, you know, retirement actually may happen earlier than 65 as they lose jobs and are forced to retire, which, of course, our position is that's very short-sighted, but it is, in fact, happening. There, despite the frustrations of the pandemic situation right now, we've made a commitment to do something every week to bring our message to people through our email lists, our newsletters, and so forth. But there are ways that the community can help us. One is that nonprofits, hearing our message, can email their virtual volunteer opportunities to us at our email address, which is EncorePBC@gmail.com. Also, people who are employed or know of companies that would be should be nominated as age-friendly employers can go on our Wisdom and Experience page, event page on our website. There are forms there on that page to nominate companies. And, of course, attend the event in October. There's a lot of information on our Wisdom and Experience event about why mature workers are important. And also, an introduction to Chris Farrell will be our keynote speaker. Chris Farrell is an economist on public radio and very well known across the country as a speaker on retirement and work. So all that can be found on our website, EncorePBC.org. And, of course, people can support us becoming a member and making a donation on our website. And most importantly, people hearing about us make a request to be on our email list by contacting us at EncorePBC@gmail.com. We have almost 1,000 people on our email list, and we grow it through the help of people like you and your program.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, it sounds like a newsletter format would be great that you send out to your email list to give them information and just to keep in touch, especially now. That's a great idea.
Well, we were doing a newsletter once a month. We're still doing the newsletter once a month, but we're also going to be doing some virtual meetups of things like conversations with me around some topic. Last week we had a workshop on how to handle a transition, because we all have big transition moments in our lives, not just retirement, but death of a spouse, so forth, where we all have to think about, well, what's next for our lives. So we'll be doing workshops, webinars, and I think that the Human Resource Association will be putting together some programs to running up to the event in October about finding jobs and how to do this, that, and the other thing. So every week there'll be something from us to those people on our email list. We call it the Encore Virtual Connection.
Oh, that's awesome. We just have a minute or two. So, ladies, Rosemary, Marilyn, any last thoughts, what you need, how we can help you? I know you mentioned the website and phone number. Maybe you want to give us that again?
Sure. Our website is EncorePBC.org, PBC for Palm Beach County, of course. And our email address is EncorePBC@gmail.com. People can always call me also. Everything comes to me. which is why I have a full-time job here.
You're the it girl. You're just a perfect nonprofit. You're doing everything.
I have a board of volunteers, 8 other people who all have different tasks, and people like Marilyn who are volunteers who do different things that aren't on our board. And we welcome talent, to help us do what we're doing. So my number, if anybody wants to give me a call, is 561-706-5338. I never know how people hear about us. It's always interesting. We've had people connect with us who are working down in Miami, people who some friend told them about us, or there was an article in the newspaper. You know, we try to use everything. I should also say that we're members of 3 chambers of commerce, Delray Beach Chamber of Commerce, the Boca Raton Chamber of Commerce, and the Boynton Beach Chamber. So we try to spread the word, particularly about our efforts around work through those organizations and others that we have partnerships with.
Thank you, Rosemary. Thank you, Marilyn. It's been a pleasure having you. All the best.
Well,
thank you so much, Kara, for your support. Thank you.
Yes, we appreciate the opportunity. Thanks again.
Uh-huh.
You've been listening to the Forum for Nonprofits, presented as a public service of the Beasley Broadcast Group, hosted by a representative of the Spirit of Giving Network. To volunteer for the Spirit of Giving Network, call 561-385-0144. And tune in again next week for the Forum for Nonprofits. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.